Hi and welcome to the Small Piper podcast number 6, and thank you for all your wonderful comments last week about the ensemble playing. I thought I'd try another ensemble this week, and we're going to do a tune called The Lament for the Lone Piper. Now, I did do this one as a website, but I think that I can teach it better on the podcast than I did on the website, so this is it in podcast version. Lament for the Lone Piper, I wrote it for my dad when he died 8 years ago, and it was based on a Piebruch, and I wrote the whole Piebruch, all the ground and the variations, the Urlauer and the Krunlur am Mars and everything, but I couldn't play it, but I wrote it. So this is just the slow air bit of it. And I wrote it for string quartet and Scottish small pipe. So what I've done, I've taken the two violin parts and played them on the flute, and the viola and the cello part and played them on the double bass. I hope they don't sound too bad. It's kind of sounded a little bit ropey to me, but hopefully it sounds okay. There's no second pipe part, so when it comes to doing just you playing along with the harmony part, then it's just you and the string quartet, which is, well, it's not really a string quartet because it's flutes and double bass, but... 1, 2. So this is how it goes. It's two parts, and I'm going to play the first line of the first part. And I hope I'm in tune. It goes like this. 1, 2. So that's the first line, and you can hear that it repeats. It goes back to the low A the whole time, and then the second line goes 1, 2. So we've got the repeated low A's, and it's best to separate them with two grace notes. Sort of, I do a G D grace note to separate them. So this is now the whole of the first part all the way through. 1, 2. Thank you. that's the first half. And now the first line of the second half. 1, 2. That's the first line, and the second half of the second line. 1, 2. Now the whole of the second part. 1, 2. That's Lament for the Lone Piper, and now here is the version for you to play along with. And as I said in one of the comments, I spend all my time playing bagpipes and flute at the moment, so my double bass playing is a little bit on the rusty side, so my apologies that it doesn't sound possibly quite as in tune as it might do. But anyway, here it is for you to play along with, and I will obviously count in, and then you're straight in. In fact, you come in before the harmony part, so I'll count in, then you start. Don't worry that nobody else is playing with you, because everyone's got a beat rest before you come in, but the count should give you the timing. 1, 2. And that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. You may have noticed that on one of the links on the side, I'm going to do a festival podcast. And I hope to have this up before the first festival. But I'll definitely have this podcast up before the first festival podcast. I'm going to Miskin. And I shall be recording intros from some of the artists there and using some of their tracks. Not sure how many. I don't know. I was going to make it a 20-minute podcast. I'm not sure how many tracks I can fit in there. And maybe even record some live tracks, maybe a little bit of session from Miskin. We'll just see how it goes. It'll be my first non-teachy kind of podcast, so a little bit nervous about putting it together and making it interesting and fun to listen to, but there we go. I shall be giving it a go. There'll be a link from this page back this blog back to the other blog, and I hope that you enjoy it when I do put it up, and I hope this podcast has been all right for you. Thanks very much, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.